الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم need the best for you. Need you to be knowledgeable. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs, he left from this life and he left everything good for us to be successful in our life, to gain the paradise, the highest level of the paradise. Therefore, all of us, we are obligated to study our deen. It's not option. People take the knowledge like option. It is obligation for the Muslim. Allah sent the Quran for you. Send the Quran not to put it in the shelf. Send the Quran not to put it in your car without opening the Quran. You need to open the Quran to recite it, to understand it, to go for the tafsir, to learn the rules, to learn the ahkam. That's what he commands also, wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah ta'ala, from our golden chain for tafsir al-Quran, we're going to study about al-Hut. We studied monkeys before, we studied a donkey before, we studied the mosquitoes before. Today we are appointed to study al-Hut. Al-Hut in the language it means the big fish. And trust me, we will enjoy together about the tafsir. So we're going to study Al-Hut. And I don't like to translate a word. When I say Al-Hut all the time, just catch the word of the language. But Allah mentioned the word of Al-Hut. Al-Hut in the book of Allah means what? The whale, the big fish. How you call it what? The whale? That is the big fish. But I'm going to use the word of, Al-Hut. That's what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. Allah mentioned Al-Hut in four positions in the book of Allah. Surah Al-A'raf. When we study the children group of all Bani Israel, Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, إِذْ تَأْتِيهِ الْحِيْتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا. When their fish comes to them in Saturday, raising the hand and standing the hand. We took this ayat before, we're not going to go for detail. But you remind ourselves, a group of people of the children of Israel used to live closer to the sea. And then after that, what happened? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded them to celebrate Friday. Make a one day special for them for Friday. They rejected the Friday. What you need, Musa asked, alayhi salam, asked them what you need. They said, we need to celebrate Saturday. Why Saturday? Because Allah is leaving. That's what the children of Israel said. Allah is leaving on Saturday. فَعَاقَبَهُمْ اللَّهُ and Allah, because they said so, and they claimed that Allah is leaving, He created the heaven and earth in 6 days, and day number six, He got tired. And when He got tired, He had to rest. He need to be rest. Then after that, Allah commanded him, okay, Saturday? You want Saturday? Right. You are not allowed. This people survive in this town, close up the sea. What is the business, and what is the food will be what? Fish? Not allowed to catch fish properly. Go ahead now. Not allowed to catch fish properly. Okay, no problem. We have another 6 days. He says, okay. Allah is going to ask not to catch the fish properly. We will catch the fish in Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 6 days. They go and take the rod to go to the ship to catch the fish. In this case, not a single fish shown. Who control him? It's provision, right? It's the provision. Risk. From Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, risk. No fish. But in Safar Bay, the fish came closer all the way to the shore. Millions of fish and standing, raise the high, raise them like this, dancing in the water in front of this. Here is the fish, we catch, this is our business, this is our food, we don't have food at all. Banishment from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they made a tricky way. They said, okay, we're not going to catch it in Safar Bay. Put the next Friday night, yes, to catch the fish. And catch the fish on Sunday. Here we don't catch the fish Saturday, we will take it Sunday. But they put the net in Friday night. After they did that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala punished them. فَخَسَفَهُمْ إِلَىٰ قِرَدَ Allah made them eat a monkey. People wake up in the morning, where is my father, where is my uncle, where is my grandfather, where is my brother? Disappear. They want to hear like a noise. They took a ladder and they behind the wall, a very whole, a high wall, and they found thousands of apes and monkeys. Who is this people? Humans. Their family. Allah punished them. So Allah mentioned this ayah is ta'tihil hitan. When the fish come to them. So Allah, he mentioned the fish in this ayah from Surah Al-A'raf. There is another surah Allah mentioned the fish, Surah Al-Kahf. When Musa alayhi salam, he took his ghulam, his boy, to meet Al-Khidr. Why? Because children of Israel, they asked Musa alayhi salam, who is the most knowledgeable in the whole land? They asked Musa. Musa, he said what? Aye. Abu, you are the most knowledgeable. He did not relate the ilm to whom? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. You get the ilm from the ilm, from the knowledge, it's just a very little. Even if you spend all your life and you study the Quran, you study the tafsir, you study the hadith, you study the fiqh, you still remember, it is what? Very little. Don't be proud. So some of most of us here, when he knows like memorize two hadith or three hadith and two ayahs, ayah, Allah, the best scholar ever. Everybody will say that I'm a scholar. So the children of Israel, they ask Musa, who's the most knowledgeable in the whole globe? He said, I. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told them because he did not mention Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He missed exactly. Even Ali ibn Abi Talib, when the Prophet asked him, he told them, Ya Ali, who is the most hero, warrior among the Arabs? Are you? Ali, he did not say I. What did he say? He said what? They said so. He did not like to mention himself right. So this is the Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet, human too. What happened? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, there is somebody more knowledgeable more than you. I will send a man more knowledgeable more than you. Who is this? Al-Khidr radiallahu anhu. Go and meet him at the mercy of the fishy. And what is the sign? How I find him? Where is the sign is? He said, when the fish will go actually in the world. This is we're gonna have two ayahs from Surah Al-Kahf, but because we have two ayahs, we're gonna postpone it, Surah Al-Kahf, and we jump into another surah Al-Saffat. That's what you have it now today, and let's study our dimension, our trap, it is the fish. And to see actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for all of us. Here. Surah Al-Saffat. Surah number 27, ayah number 139. Let's read it, and we'll go for the tafsir, inshallah ta'ala, and to see what Allah mentioned about the tafsir. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajeem. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Right.
Please say, so also was Yunus among those sent by us.
Okay, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala clear it for us in this ayat that Yunus was what? Sent by who? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we know he's a messenger, he's the prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah sent him to a place called Ninawa. Where is Ninawa is? Huh? Anybody knows where the town Ninawa is? Huh? Then? In Iraq. A town in Iraq. There is a people there, but they worship the associate burden of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they worship the idols. Yunus came to them, representing the truth against the false truth, and to struggle for the cause of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to give da'wah, to invite unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's Sayyidina Yunus. How do you call him in English in the book? Jonah. That's what they call him in the English language, Jonah. The Quran named him what? Yunus. Five. He started the da'wah with them. Invite them for the deen of Allah. Ya qawm i'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. For my people, worship Allah because you have no ilah, no God except him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He tried with their heart. What they did? They rejected his da'wah. Rejected. They don't want to listen. You receive a hard time from them. They treat him bad. They don't like to listen to him. So what did he do? He gets mad from them. And when he got mad from them, what did he do? He left the whole town angry. He left the whole town angry. And this town, as Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, they said they have like more than 100,000. 100,000 people live in this town, in Ninawa. People of Yunus. They rejected completely. He left them angry, but he left them without permission from who? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we would like to say, actually, to stop in this, you clear it. You are the people of the da'wah. We are the people who carry the truth. And we are obligated to transfer the da'wah, to transmit, to invite unto Allah. And of course, when you carry this da'wah and to transfer the word of Allah, you will receive a hard ship from you. People, they will accuse you. They will say about you are fanatic, extremist, terrorist.
Yeah.
You understand? Not civilized. Look at the Muslim here. What they want these people to do is that a beer. They have a beer broom. There you have like a beer and looks like swan. So they will exactly complain about you a lot. They will complain about you. They don't want to hear from you. They will accuse you. They will curse you. So the da'wah, my dear brothers, you have to remember, in Islam you are obligated to invite unto Allah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية. The Prophet said, بلغوا بلاد, transfer from me even one single ayah. Meet the people. Because in the day of the judgment, Allah will ask you, what did you do? Where you observe where you live? Oh my Lord, I live in the United States, in New York. What did you do? I was busy. 15 hours a day, actually, I had to work very hard to collect the green. So what did you do for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal? I do nothing. I did nothing. No, ya akhi. You are the people of the truth. You must learn your deen. You must give a time to your deen. To your deen. To transfer it to the others. People outside are blind, deaf, mute. They have no brain. Allah seal on their heart. You must transfer the da'wah. But remember, you transfer, you are obligated to invite the people for Islam. To invite your children for Islam. You cannot leave them. Some of the people, their children are not Muslim. They don't want to accept the idea of Islam. So don't be satisfied and sit down because and you leave them, you must give them the da'wah. And remember, you are not obligated to guide the people of Islam. Your job only to transfer the Islam. But in the meantime, you are not obligated to guide the people to Islam. Because the guidance should be from who? It's not you. You just do your da'wah. You transfer the word of Allah. That's your job. Either the people are accepted or not accepted, you will be what? Rewarded by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You are not guaranteed the result. You only give the da'wah. Other way that even when everybody will be Muslim in the whole entire world, it's not. Yes, among the past will be a believer, among the past will be a disbeliever. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he loved his uncle Abu Talib? He loved him a lot, right?
Yeah.
A lot. Even he comes around when he hears that he died, he ran to him, Ya Ammi, say the words, La ilaha illallah, only by your tongue. I don't need it to come from your house. Only just to say it by your tongue. To give me permission, to give me power in the day of the judgment, to ask for intercession, shafa'a, to ask Allah for you, to forgive yourself, to enter you the jannah. But la ilaha illallah, around him, Abu Jahl and all the disbelievers, Abu Talib, you're going to leave our deen, and they repeated, the Prophet repeated, racing, fighting. The Prophet ﷺ invite him for Allah to be a Muslim and his family, until he died, yeah, follow the deen of who? Abdul Muttalib. This was. You know. Many one of us, sometimes you spend all your life to invite somebody who will never be Muslim because Allah never written in it that he will be Muslim. Never. So you shop the sheikh to what? To do what? Transfer the word for the people. Invite them. But the result is not you. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Uhud. They killed the 70 companions. And among them who? Al-Hamza, his uncle, the sword of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Hamza. So what happened after that? When they killed him, the Prophet raised his hands. And he said, Allahumma la'an fulan, wal'an fulan, wal'an fulan, wal'an fulan. Ya Allah, curse one, and he named them one by one. Curse them. The Prophet prayed them. Ya Allah, curse them. Then after that, right away, the person came from the heaven. From the heaven. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ أَوْ يُعَذِّبُهُمْ أَوْ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Right? So, Ya Muhammad, you have nothing in this matter. Your job, Ya Muhammad, only to invite unto Allah. But, the guidance is from who? From Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah wants them to be a Muslim, they will be Muslim. If Allah wants to punish them and to be a disbeliever, they will be a disbeliever. And this four, among them, as a seer says, Safwan ibn Umayyah. Umayyah ibn Khalaf. The one who tortured Bilal, his son is Safwan ibn Umayyah. So what to him? The subhanAllah, by the will of Allah, this four, the Prophet cursed them. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to curse them. So what happened to these four? They became Muslim and they became guys like companions of Islam. You never know. So your job, they do your job. Never keep silent. Or if I invite my mother, or I invite my father, they were going to get mad from me. La ya akhi, don't leave them. Because you leave them, they will be the children, or they will be the father and the mother, they will be the stone of the hellfire. If you really love them, you continue with patience. And the da'wah is from us to my brother, you need to be in full patience. Allah knows they will reject your da'wah. You must be patient for the da'wah. Because you do it for who? That's it. The situation is, you do it for Allah. This is not my job to make them Muslim. My job only to invite and keep trying. Don't ever get desperate. Don't ever be desperate. Because now he transferred the da'wah for his own people 950 years. Sometimes the brother is filled 2 days with the disbeliever until you go to hell, man. Does it work like this? Be patient. Be patient for the da'wah because قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وَلَئِنْ يَهْدِي بِكَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْحُمُرُ النِّعَمْ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا فِيهَا. If Allah guide you one, only one, only one Allah guide this person because you are the reason, you work, and Allah bless you and guide this person to be a Muslim. It's better for you than the whole entire world in a day. That's been Jannah, my brother. Spread the Jannah. Ask yourself how many Muslims I meet. How many times I invite unto Allah in your shop, in your market. Don't hide yourself. Some Muslims, they get embarrassed. Or they get shy. They talk, actually I'm a Muslim. I'm so, show yourself. Still, and do your job. Because if you bring the one to Islam, only one, that is finished for you. It will be Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us qualify, inshaAllah. So Yunus alayhi salam is not supposed to be angry. Allah sent him to this town. Do your job. He must be patient. He has to try. And the result is not guaranteed for him. He has to invite unto Allah. And the rest leave it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because that's not your job. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried too much about his uncle, he loved him. He loved him too much. Allah sent the ayah for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayah to correct his messenger right away. ولكن الله يهدي إليه من يشاء. إنك لتهدي من أحبب. ولكن الله يهدي إليه من يشاء. You guide not whom you love, but Allah guides whom He will. That's the formula in Islam. So do your job, and Yunus alayhi salam, he left his town, but he left his town with the good intention. You know what the good intention is? He did not like to stop his job, or not to do his duty anymore to invite unto Allah. But he tried to find a new people. He mistreated these people, they rejected his da'wah. So when he left, he has intention to do what? To find a new people, to start with the new people. Maybe the new people, they will be a Muslim. But he has no intention to drop the da'wah off completely, but to continue in the da'wah, but to find what? New people. That is the situation. So he lifted the towel, and when he lifted the towel, what did he find? Second ayah will explain that. Ayah number 140 of Surah Al-Safar, Surah number 37, the one in the top. إِذْ أَبْقَى إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ.
When he ran away like a slave from captivity, to the ship,
burning maiden. Right. After he left him, he went to go closer to the shore. He found a ship. And this ship is full of people. Very crowded. Very crowded ship. So he found a place for himself to take him to the other shore. He would like to find a new people in the other side of the sea. So he took the ship, and subhanAllah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wind came. When the wind came hot, and what that happened to it? Happened, they found the ship became in risk. The ship to be what? Sink. The ship to be sink. So right away the people, they think about it. The ships are very, very heavy. Has goods and has humans. So they start with goods first. They take everything, throw out all the goods, everything, all the merchandise, everything. Throws. They need to save themselves because the ship go up and down because the wind is so hard and everybody almost gonna be killed. So right away they get rid of what? The goods. All the goods inside. After that, did not make the solution. They're still in risk. So what they said, in the end, somebody, you have to take bulk of the people in order to save the da'wah, in order to save the majority, or the majority, take bulk of them, harm them, and save in order to save the rest. And the ulama in Islam bargain about this area. If we have like a ship, for example, and this ship has like 100 people, in order to save the majority, you have to take 10 of these people, and you have to sacrifice and throw them in the water in order to save the other 90. Or we leave everybody to be in destruction. I need you to wake up with me. What do you think? I am and me and the Sheikh Sharif in the ship. And I say, to them, Sheikh Sharif, you know, Sheikh Mustafa, he will teach you all the time. You actually jump here, Sheikh Sharif, and leave me alone. I think Sheikh Sharif is on me. No, I don't know you in this moment. So in Islam, if we have like a group of people, in order to save them, if this is necessity, in order to save them, you must take part of them in order to let the other survive. That's actually the ulama debate in Islam about this area. Can we sacrifice with everybody, or we take part of them in order to save the rest? That is the question between the ulama completely. But what happened? They said, these people, they bring something lottery. Yes, we make lottery to find who first has to throw him in the water. They made the first time lottery. A team who, Al-Abdu Salih, the righteous man, who is this? Prophet who? Yusuf, alayhi salam. They said, no! We're a fucking here. We know him. He's a righteous man. He is the most righteous man in the land. We cannot sacrifice with this righteous man. No, we're not going to play. Let's make it again. They made it for the second time. He came home. Yunus alayhi salam. I remember that there are a lot. Allah knows about the number, but the ship is full of my people. Very crowded. When Yunus came in the second time, he said, no way, he's a righteous man. If this man dies, and we are not righteous, who is going to be righteous in this land? We know him. We're not going to play. Let's make another time. They make the third time, and who came first? Who came? Yunus alayhi salam. For you and me, my brothers, give sometimes your calculations is different than the calculation of Allah. That is actually, it's come in sequences or come like actually like or come actually with purpose from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one. He needs Yunus to be what? Punished. So Yunus as a polite man, he did not exact, no, not me, you have spirit or something. No. Voluntarily he found himself. It's the destiny, it's the decree, al-maut all the time, my brother, when the death will come, the death will be fact. Nobody will escape from the death at all. He found it, that he is the one, he should be first in the world, to jump in the world. So he has no choice to leave the people fighting among each other, because he's a prophet, he's a holy man, he knows actually the word of Allah, voluntarily said, I am the one who has to jump in the world. The death will come for any one of us, even if you are in a protected shield. No way. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا جَاءَ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. If the stubbornness of the death will come through, nobody. كَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَا صَحِيدٍ. You will never escape from it. All the time, لَا يَسْتَخْرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. They will never take 1 hour. The death will never take you 1 hour before or 1 hour after. You avoid the time. All the time like this. Some people, they say it all the time. They say, you know what, brother? I went someplace and they didn't like to kill me. And kill me and then they couldn't succeed because I am a Mu'min, I am a believer. He said that, some people that said that. I went there and they tried to kill me, but Allah saved me because I am a believer. It's wrong, not because you are a believer. They made a plan against Abu Jahl. Brought against Abu Jahl to kill him. And what happened? He never beat him. And what happened is, now that he's Abu Jahl, he is a disbeliever or a believer? A disbeliever. Allah saved him. He said that he's a believer. But when the death came to Umar radiallahu anhu and they killed Umar, yeah, what happened? And Umar had from the first time, they made a plan against Umar and they stabbed him exactly in a sword in his stomach while he's brain in a bag. So he died. And Umar is a believer or not believer. Right? When they made a plan against Uthman radiallahu anhu arda, while he recited the Quran and write the Quran, what happened to him? He died from the first time. And Uthman is a believer or not believer? A believer. So the death when it's coming, it's gonna come either for the believer nor for the disbeliever. The death is death for everyone. Not because as a believer, Allah will save you, but when you are appointed to come and meet Allah Ta'ala, the death will take place. So Yunus alayhi salam, he believed it. He accepted his destiny, his decree, his qadr. What did he do? He jumped in the water. Next ayah. Ayah number 141.
فسام فكان من المضعضين.
He agreed, in 141, he agreed to cast lots, and he was condemned.
Look over, he was condemned. That's it. Finished. He believed that he is the one he will be in destruction. There is no way to escape from that at all. He jumped in the water. He jumped in the water because he believed it comes from Allah Ta'ala. Now, after that, ayah number 142.
فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ.
Then the big fish did swallow him, and he had done acts worthy of blame.
Right. When he jumped in the water, he fell in a pit to wait for him. This big fish, it could go down all the way deep in the water and up and down and so on and so. But when he just jumped, he found the well waiting for him, the fish waiting for him, appointed by who? It doesn't come actually with that guy. No, because فَلْتَقَمَهُ فَاءَ, the word here in Arabic language, فَاءَ is means فَأْتَمَدِيَّ. That means quick. Quick, when he jumped in the water, he found the way fish waiting for, so the fish right away, what? Swallow him. Appointed by who?
Allah
Ta'ala. It is written by Allah Ta'ala. Allah commanded the fish to go closer to the ship and waiting for this person. And Allah Ta'ala, as the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, here Allah commanded the fish, O fish, I send you to Yunus not to eat him, not to kill him, but to be a safety for Yunus. How is that, my brother? Listen for this question. The ulama, when they study the nations of the fish, the most animal, when he eat the fish, right away in a second, the food will be digested. Right away the food will be digested. He has a big machine factory inside and able to destroy the food. That's why no matter what you give the big fish in the food, it doesn't show up. And wait a second here. Yunus compared to the fish is like a little, very little meal. never satisfy him. So what did he do? The fish took Yunus, swallowed him right away, and went to deep all the way down.
The second year,
Yunus became inside, saved from the teeth of the fish, number one. Number two, to be inside the belly, and anything you will be in the belly of the fish will be digested right away, will be destroyed in a second. But while the fish is going down, he starts to eat a lot of fish. And this fish will be with the same place with Yunus. The other food will be digested right away, and Allah doesn't make Yunus to be digested with other food.
Miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, wait a second here, concentrate with me. The system inside you, who make it work?
Who make all this work? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it work. But Allah could make this system inside you to work sometime and not to work sometime. Because it's a factor inside the fish. And if, wait a second here, you want to deep, and when you go deep in the ocean, what's going to happen to you? You're going to die, right? Because the pressure. Because the pressure is too much pressure inside the water. And wait a second, here is inside, where's the oxygen, Sheikh Abdullah? There's been no oxygen here, where's the oxygen? There's oxygen. And he's followed by what? Yunus alayhi salam, he was followed by what inside the middle of the fish? By water. Where's the oxygen? He's a human. He needs all this system, is miracle. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who created all the system inside your body or any creature. He's the one who's able to stop it for a while, not to work against you for a while. I give you an example. Listen for this carefully. The eyes, it's from Allah. The ear is from Allah, the brain from Allah, the stomach from Allah, everything is working by Allah. You're screaming comfortable in the night time, and while you are in somewhere, you die every day. Every day you die. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, النوم أخو النوم, that sleeping is the father of death. People in the day of the judgment, when Allah resurrected them, they will ask among themselves, how long do we sleep? Some of them they said 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, they have a day in the morning. And maybe sometimes they exactly what? He died for us million of years. He doesn't know. But it's exactly the death will be like sleeping. When you wake up from Allah will resurrect you in the day of the judgment, you will ask among yourself, you ask that how many hours we spend? 2 hours, 3 hours, something like this, and you never know how many hours or how many years, how many thousands of years you die. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one who controls everything.
Prophet in the future, I will show you example. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hijra, when he migrates from Mecca to Medina, he migrates in the night time or day time? Night time or night time? Night time. Time. When you get to night time, Quraysh learned right away. They hired 40 of the strongest people of Quraysh. Very professional fighting and very strong. Bring the Muhammad life or death. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They escaped. They reached in the daytime. The Prophet was living where? In a cave. Him and him, who was with him? The Kuffar of Mecca, the Quraysh, the disbeliever, they came to the cave, or not the cave, they came to the cave. They see each other 100%. Among themselves, the eye, don't tell me they were sleeping or they were became blind, is wrong from the ulama. Sometimes they said they became blind when they looked to the cave, inside the cave. No! Their eyes was looking to the Abu Bakr and the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the cave, 100% they see each other. They recognize each other. They speak with each other. But they came and they looked to the cave. What happened? Allah says, your eyes will work. Excellent, perfect,
among the church Adam. But when it comes to Muhammad and his friends, their eyes is not going to look at it and they're not see anything. They look, Abu Bakr told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Rasulullah, here's Abu Jahl, he look at me, he see me and I saw him. قال لا تحزن يا أبا بكر فإن الله معنا. بدي سال يا أبو بكر قص الله الديوة والأعمى. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم الله says in his book وتراهم ينظرون إليك ولكن لا يبصرون. And you see them يا محمد, they look at you direct but they cannot see you. The eyes, when Allah wanted his eyes to see something, he will let it see. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to provide, prevent the fighting or not to use your eyes to see something, you cannot see at all, because the one who gave the sight for the eye is Allah. People doesn't know about that. Right or not? So they couldn't see, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr, because the system which Allah put in your body, the system, the eyes, Allah is the one, he gives the light for your eyes. He could let it work, and he could let it what? Not work. That's why they couldn't see Muhammad, but they see each other. They looked at each other 100% perfect. But when it came to peace of Muhammad and Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the eye doesn't work. So Allah, he, from the same eyes, Allah could let it work or not working. By another example. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام after he gave the دعوة and his father and the old people and going to his father light the fire to burn إبراهيم. To burn what? إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. They light fire for 3 days in order to make it very powerful. Send Ibrahim inside. They put Ibrahim inside. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala right away, he brought the order. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ. The ayah. قُلْنَا, we said, يَا نَارُ or fire. كُونِي بَرْدًا. Two things Allah, he ordered the fire to be. Two things. كُونِي بَرْدًا. It means be cool and refreshing. وَسَلَامًا. And peace for Ibrahim. Allah is saying this ayah. Oh fire, be this on Ibrahim and that it will be finished. But Allah used something. It's barda, it means cool and refreshment. But if Allah will say, will command the fire, be peaceful to Ibrahim, that it will be finished or not? Yeah, that it will be finished. If Allah said only, oh fire be this on Ibrahim, the kiss will be finished, right or not? What about me? It will be finished. But Allah had more things, more than the beast, be this and be cool and refreshment. Why Allah he said to the fire, be cool and refreshment? Those people who are our fight, those people who light the fire, the mushrikeen, they stay where in very hot weather. In a desert, the heat are very, and the sun very, very strong. They suffering. Those the heat which come from the fire, they are around the fire receiving two different heat. The heat of the sun, and you cannot do that in the summertime, you're looking for a tree, you're looking for air condition to escape. But they are receiving two kind of heat. Heat of the desert from the sun, and heat of what? The fire. But Allah will tell him, Ibrahim, we're going to make this fire for you, air conditioned. So when he exactly sit down, exactly inside the fire, Allah, that's so beautiful. I don't want to leave from here. That's so beautiful, air conditioned here. I don't want to go to someone like this people. These people, they feel hot, they sweat. But I love this one. Allah make the fire itself to be like a cool and refreshment and air condition for Ibrahim. So if you want to ask Ibrahim, you want to come out from the fire, you will say no. No, I love here. I love to stay here.
and became also the fire, became blissful also for Ibrahim. Two things, refreshment, cool, air condition, natural air condition by Allah, and more than that, safety for Ibrahim. If they want to take any one of those people outside, and they put them in the fire, what's going to happen to him? He will be burned right away. But Allah, from the fire, Allah make the fire to burn, and Allah make the fire to be what? Beautiful and cool and nice. Because who created the fire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, he could make the things which he created to work or not to work. To be in the opposite side. By another example, Musa and the Fir'aun. Musa and the Fir'aun. Allah commanded his mother, فاقذفيه في اليم. Take your baby and throw him in the water. She is a mother. You are not looking here to recite the ayah. Try to practice it. A mother, she has a baby and she receives her order. Throw your baby in the water. This is easy decision. That's a very easy decision for the mother. Huh? But Allah told him, إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Because we will return him back to you, and more than that, we will make him a messenger. From the messenger, one of the messengers. She threw the baby in the water, inspired his mother. Fir'aun at the time, he killed every single son of the children of Israel. He killed all of the sons. When the baby Musa came, and he was sitting him and his wife in a shop, and everybody around him make a circulation of the air condition. Right away, the one who controls the house is Allah. Fir'aun lost the seed of love, lost to kill the baby. But right away when the baby Musa came to the shore, right away, his wife, she said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. He will be my eye of my comfort, and your eye of your comfort too. Don't kill him. I love this baby. Don't kill him, ya Fir'aun. So what happened after that? He took baby Musa, and the where is Musa go where? In the house of Fir'aun. More than that. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they took the baby inside, what happened? They tried to hire a nurse or a woman to feed him. They put every single woman in the town. Musa refused to eat. Musa refused to eat completely. They tried to bring woman after woman after woman. Every single woman, he rejected to eat. And the woman, she loved the boy too much, remember. Became part of her because Allah controlled their heart. To make their heart the heart of the evil devil to be the heart of the compassion. So after that is a tribulation. His sister backbite on the other side, she came to them, can I show you a house? This house are very nice house. There is a woman there. Maybe you try this woman, maybe he will eat from her and so on. So bring her! We need this woman. Take the baby to her. When they take Musa alayhi salam to exactly to his mother, what happened is, right away what? Hey. Preparation, my brother. This is your calculation is wrong. But Allah, he prepared something else. When they get it, we will return him back to you. Don't say anything. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, he commanded his mother. And right away he eat from his mother. So listen for this. So he eats from his mother and Fir'aun obeys the right. And that's why in the history, the first woman in the whole entire world to feed her baby, and she takes family for it. Who's preparing this? First time bringing in woman in the history. She feeding her own baby and Fir'aun obeys for it. Fir'aun obeyed for it. It's a preparation, Akhi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make the kafir to love this boy and to support him so and so and so and so. Right? And Allah saved him. And the boy who grew up
in the house of Pharaoh, where exactly will be who? The destruction of Pharaoh and his army will be on the hand of who? Musa alayhi salam. You never know. You never know. The baby which they saved him, it was the reason to be destroyed. Him and all his army. Subhanallah, ya Rabbi. But this is the what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time, he had his own decision. Own decision. Therefore, Al-Hut, when the, come back to the story again, when the fish go all the way down in the water, listen, we have to leave the rest of the ayah from Surah Safar for the conclusion in the end. But I need to take the second ayah, which is Surah number 21, Al-Anbiya, ayah number 87. Surah 21, ayah number 87. What happened to Yunus alayhi salam on the belly of the fish? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَابَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين.
And remember Zulum, when he departed in wrath, he imagined that we had no power over him. But he cried through the depths of darkness, there is no God but thou. Glory to thee. I was indeed wrong.
Jazakumullah khair. Zannun, the word of Zannun. In this sentence, Zannun, we have two words. Zannun, that means another name for who? Yunus alayhi salam. So when you call him Yunus, you could call him another name also. His name is Yashi Sa'id, Zannun. Zan in the Arabic language is being the owner of or the companion of the fish. The fish itself call it unknown. The fish call it itself unknown. The known is being the companion of the fish. The known. That is another name for Yunus alayhi salam. Izdahaba mughadiba. Allah described how the situation when he left with angry from his own people. Mughadiba. And he did not take a permission from Allah to leave his own people, to complete his da'wah. And then after that, he thought that we are not power, we don't have power, to punish him. That's some people, they say. He thought that Allah is not able to punish him, astaghfirullah, whoever believes that is a kafir. But he believed something, exactly. What did he believe? Allah said here that he believed that we are not going to punish him because, or he not believe, astaghfirullah, not believe. He thought that we are not going to be, to make it tough for him, to be in a very bad position inside the middle of the fish. It's comfortable. It's comfortable, Mr. Sharif. Yeah, the mattress and the bathroom in the fish. Where the food is? I remember it doesn't eat. How many days he spent in the belly of the bush? How many days he spent in the belly of the bush, the middle of the fish? The ulama said, the majority said 3 days. Some of the ulama said 40 days. Now, I remember, no oxygen, covered by water, all the food goes inside the belly of the fish, will be digested right away, and he's not comfortable inside, and he's hungry, he needs to eat. So what did he do? فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He cried in the darkness. Allah used darkness. Not only one darkness. لَيْسَ الظُّلْمَةِ وَاحِدًا. بَلْ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. ظُلُمَاتِ is the plural of darkness.
it is more than darkness. What kind of darkness here? Allah's word is perfect all the time. The disbelievers, they have no idea about the language of the Quran. But wait a second here. Allah said he cried. He figured that he made a mistake, that he wasn't patient, that he did not complete his job. So Fanada, he cried in the different darkness. How many darkness is there? Join me, don't tell me, wake up with me. Darkness of what? Darkness of what? You know the sea? The darkness, that is Dhumma, darkness the sea, when you go every time, you go deep and deep and deep in the water, it will be what? Darkness, so he's in the darkness. That's darkness number one. Another darkness. In the middle of the fish, it's white, he has Khan Allison inside.
No light.
He has lamp inside from Khan Allison. No light at all. So this is another darkness. Dhumma. Second Dhumma here. Another darkness. Darkness of the night, Jazakallah here. The third darkness is the darkness of the night, because it's been, if we take in the ulam, we say 3 days, so he has like a night time also, and anyway, daytime and night time is the same like him. Same for him. What did he do? What did he say? Figure it. The malaika, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, he ascended to Allah. Oh, our Lord, when we check the whole globe, we found somebody brave, deep in the ocean, and we never hear anybody brave in the ocean before my death. Put this matter over, Ya Allah. The angel asked Allah wa ta'ala. We never hear. Did you hear anybody some brave and make zikr and tasbih inside the middle of the fish? Who's that? Who's that in the whole world? So what did happen after they said, we hear voice came from the deep in the ocean, a voice for a human, he glorifying you, Allah, he said, Subhanallah, and he making zikr. Who is this, Ya Allah? Allah, he says, قال نعم, هذا عبدي يونس. This is my slave, Yunus. This is my slave, Yunus. He confessed about his sins. فنادى في الظلمات, أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. The best دعاء, that is the what we need the Muslim today to reach this دعاء. Any time as a Muslim, when you find yourself in a difficult ship, when you find yourself in a hard ship, when you find if the whole people will be against you, when you find yourself in a state of oppression, when you find yourself in a state of transgression, when you find the people actually they plan against you to send you out of the country, to put you in a jail, to torture you, to kill you, what you should say? لا إله إلا أنت. Subhanak, let's repeat it today. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak, إني كنت من الظالمين. You confess like that, you confess about your sins. When you believe that you made yourself, you but between you and yourself, you made the sins. You have to confess about your sins. Yes, I commit the sins, and right away you need two things right away to feel sad about the sins, the sins which you committed. Number two, to what? To reconcile. Number three, to confess about your sins and to say this word, inshallah. After that, adhan, we will complete, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, all the time when you commit a sin, when you disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you cannot leave your heart without istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah right away. Come, hurry and come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first in order to have to that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive your sin. Number one, you have to what? Confess. About what? The sin. Some people, when they did the sin, oh, what's the big deal? I went with a girl friend and I slept with her the whole night, and then I said, so what's the big deal? Brother Muhammad, he did the same thing last week. My friend so and so, they did this exactly, so and so. So what is that? Everybody did, you know. Just don't, why you don't gamble, happy? Why you gamble? He said, why everybody gamble, it's for fun. So you don't feel about the sin. And when you feel you commit the sins and you don't feel that you made the sins and you commit the sins and your heart doesn't seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Your heart doesn't confess about the sins, that means your heart became a disease. Maradun fil qalb will be a disease in the heart because the sins you committed and it became normal in your life. It became like normal, regular. Go and sleep. That's why the brother or the sister, whatever it is, may Allah protect us. Sometimes when they commit the sin, and they committed and they committed and they committed, they committed, they would become normal. When you do the sin, it became normal in your life. But if you don't seek in the istighfar and you confess that you made a mistake, you made error, you became a wrongdoer, Allah tabaraka ta'ala never forgive you. Allah never accept your tawbah. Your tawbah should be right away, number one, to confess about the sins. Number two, to feel sad about that you commit the sins. Number three, to repent to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And number four, dua. The Quran teach us the dua. That we are not sitting here today to listen to a beautiful story of Yunus. The Quran is the guidance. The Quran is the lesson for all of us. It's the program for life in this life. You must may go for action. You have to say right away, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah loves this world from you. Allah loves to hear this word from you. Allah needs you right away to ask for forgiveness. Allah needs from you to repent to Him. Other way, if you don't say that, and the sins became normal in your life, and you made the sins like it's nothing, like very little things you did it, and why is this sins is bigger? Right away, your heart became big. Your heart became dead. Yunus, alayhi salam, he confessed, he believed it, that he did the mistake. He wasn't patient. He left the town. Right away he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when that قال فاستجبنا له. Look at the ayah. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم. وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. 88.
So we listen to him and deliver him from distress, and thus do we deliver those who have faith.
You see, right away the order came to who? Came to who? To the fish? Wake up. The order came to the fish. Fish, you come from all the way deep in the ocean, go and go toward the shore, and then after that, it's heavy for me. I don't need this guy in my belly.
Oh,
and just what?
Out.
The order came out completely. Everything is completely in his heart, exactly in his body. His body complete. Complete, nothing short. Nothing damages except the skin, because he stays under the water in the belly of the fish. So the skin, when you stay under the water, what happens to your skin? Maybe it will be cracked, actually it will be like a sticky, something like this. And you throw him, and the clothes still with him. Where the clothes is? No, not clothes. The clothes is there. Because remember, factory inside the fish damage the clothes, but you are not allowed to damage the skin of yours. Only to damage the clothes, but the skin of Yunus is full protection. So the fish throw him in the shore, naked like his mother, just his mother deliver him. What happened to him? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he supported him because he confessed about the things which he needed. We will tell you the result later, what Allah, how Allah he supported, because he stay here, he needs help. He's in a land, island. Nobody lives in this island. Empty island. Allah sent the food. Allah prepared different atmosphere for him. And right away, it was miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the tree of squash. The tree of squash has a great leaf. Why the squash? That is the question we need. Why only the squash? The squash has a very large leaf. Because when Yunus alayhi salam, he became like, his skin became like almost crushed. And what happened is, the flies is always come to us. If you have like injury, and you leave your foot with injury, all the flies will come to suck your blood.
Yes.
So he came from inside the fish, sick. Like baby, mother deliver him. And in the land, in the empty land, there is a lot of flies. So the only trees that flies doesn't come to this area, the trees of squash. And to cover him, his body completely. All the leaves of the tree cover the Yunus completely from all flies. There is no flies. Atmosphere is clear and pure and healthy. Number two, send the animals. In the morning and in the afternoon, the animal come over the body, he cannot move. He's sick. He cannot move. The animal came in the morning time, it spread the 2 feet. It stand over Yunus alayhi salam, and the breast of the milk is full of Yunus. He took it and he took the milk and she leave. Thank you. And she come in the afternoon. Completely to return him back. Milk. Leaves everything, because he say what? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni. He confronted about the sins. In the third ayah, we will go in detail, inshallah, to tell you about the result again in detail, but I need to mention the fish in the Quran. The third ayah says, before we close this ayah, Surah Al-Qalam, ayah number 68, Surah Al-Qalam. I mean Surah number 68, ayah number 48.
Yes.
The last ayah in the beach. فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ إِذْ نَادَى وَهُوَ مَكْظُومٌ. Right.
So wait with patience for the command of thy Lord, and be not like the companion of the fish when he cried out in agony.
Nothing again. After this story, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to control his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient with the command of your Lord. Other way, Muhammad, if you're not gonna be patient for the da'wah,
If you're not going to be, they know, we know that your people in Mecca bother you, curse you, accuse you, and punish you. Ya Muhammad, be patient with the da'wah which you command you to give it to your own people. Other way, if you fail to invite your own people and you don't carry enough patience, you will be like who? You will be like you, it will be banished to Ya Muhammad. The Quran came to the Prophet ﷺ and in the end Allah made conclusion, فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient with the command, your command of your Lord. فَصْفَحِ صُبْحِ الْجَمِيلِ. When they treat you hard, they treat you hard, they treat you hard, they forgive and pardon, forgive and pardon, forgive and pardon, forgive and pardon. So all the time, when Malik al-Jibal came to Muhammad sallam, when they told him, Ya Muhammad, it changed this mountain to gold. They want to examine the Prophet sallam. If we need, you need us to follow Ya Muhammad Quraysh. You need us to change these two mountains, change the whole mountain to gold. Right away, Allah sent the Malik al-Jibal, send the angel of mountains. قال يا رسول الله الله يقرئك السلام. الله send the salam to you يا رسول الله. And ask me, if you wanted to demolish, to collapse the two mountains over them, to kill all of them, I will do that, but give me the order يا محمد. The angel asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me, if you need me to demolish this or to collapse the two mountains over them to be killed, I will do that. Allah asked me first to take your permission. What did he say? قال لا. لعل الله أن يخرج من أطلابهم من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا. No, I don't need that. Because the Prophet had his man of da'wah, his man of mercy. What did he do? Maybe Allah you will send from their offspring, from their children, who worship what? Allah and never associate partner or disobey Allah Ta'ala. From Abu Jahl, we have Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl, became your companion, your great companion. From Umayyah ibn Khalaf, Safwan ibn Umayyah, he became our companion. From Umar ibn al-Khattab, where all of these companions, if the Prophet prayed against them, or he did not have patience for the da'wah, therefore, you will never have this great companion today and became our masters and became the most righteous people among all mankind today. So, my dear brothers in the end, sisters in the end, story of the Quran has a lot of great blessings. Be with us to learn your deen. Allah will ask you about what did you learn in your life. Because if we invite the people for food, the masjid will be full of عقيقة أن وليمة. But we invite the people for علم, they will have no time. والله يا أخي give you hundreds of excuses as you say. والله because I have to see me somebody. I still have work. يا أخي 1 hour في سبيل الله. To learn your deen. When you learn your deen, Allah open this masjid for all of us to learn the deen together. To remind each other about the word of Allah تبارك وتعالى. We will continue our classes, the fish in the Quran. We finished 3 ayahs, I still owe you, and this is only all this class, 1.5 hours, Sheikh, 1 hour and 15 minutes, almost. This is only appetizer, introduction. I don't say anything yet. Be with us, inshallah ta'ala, because I have a lot for this age, inshallah ta'ala, for tafsir of Quran, and to take some more ayat, inshallah ta'ala, wa ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach all of us. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to make all of us qualified to carry this da'wah and transfer it to the others. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to make all of us patient in the da'wah إن شاء الله تعالى. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to cover us with mercy إن شاء الله تعالى. One quick question before we pray إن شاء الله تعالى. Sister, she sent a question. She said, I would like to know what our Prophet said, died from. That's the question. Died from. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died because it's written from Allah to die. That's number one. It's written because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to die in a appointed moment. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, if there is the author, there is the act actually as the ulama say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the reasons, because the woman in Khaybar, She knows that the Prophet, he loved the shoulder. She took the shoulder, she invited him and number of the companions. And she invited him for the food, and she put the poison in the shoulders, especially in the shoulder. And she invited the Prophet for the food. When the Prophet ate the food, and then after that, while eating the food, right away, the baked meat, spoke to the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, I am poisoning, don't eat me. The Prophet right away, he threw the piece of meat which he took in his mouth, but subhanAllah, the saliva, the juice of the meat went through. Some of the companions died right away in the same time. But some of the saliva, the juice of the meat, went through his stomach. He suffered for 2 years, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the poison. One of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had his own reason to choose his messenger in this moment to die. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I think that I answer the question for the sister. Is it from the poison? Yes. From the fever also, he had a fever. One of the reasons also, that he had a fever also, and he died from it. Also, is a snake bite, shaheed. I don't understand this, wallahu akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah ta'ala. If the snake bite, you die as a shaheed. I don't have any evidence that anybody would be beaten in the by snake to be a shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. But this is the shahada, different levels in a way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. JazakumAllah khair for listening. Subhanakallahu hamdik. InshaAllah la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Be with us the next week. We'll complete the classes, inshaAllah. JazakumAllah khair. Kulli wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.